For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, another pooch-style kick for Harrison to get this second half underway. Bombers will have the ball at the 27-yard line to begin their first possession of the second half with a running clock. It's supposed to be a running clock. 35-0 Harrison on top, so the mercy rule is in effect. Bombers working left to right here in this third quarter of action. And we got a penalty as the receiver on the near side jumped early, and the Bombers will be backed up 5 yards. Mount Home had just four penalties last week. That's their sixth this evening. For a total of 41 yards.
I think Brandon Morrow just got a little excited there coming out of halftime. Just jumped off sides.
He comes out. Sorrell will bring the play in now from the sideline. 35-0, Harrison. Great crowd on hand tonight. Both sides are filled, and folks standing along the fence all the way around. It's been a huge crowd. And McKay, a play action, went back to pass, and I mean, there's nothing but white jerseys surrounding him. He's going to be down at the 16. It's a loss of six on the play on the sack. There's about four white jerseys pulling him down. Marcus Knee at the 17 is where they finally spot the football.
Ball was snapped, looked like he got tripped up, just didn't have anywhere to go. Had one guy knocked down right there in front of him. Just
we talked about a lot in that first half where the penetration by that front five of the Harrison defense has been overwhelming tonight.
It sure can be disruptive for an offense.
Second and about 12. Toss sweep, high toss, pulled down by Price. He turns it upfield, and he's going to pick up about a yard into the 18-yard line.
He did toss it up there pretty high, didn't he?
He did.
Just glad he held on to it.
So third down for Mountain Home.
Be third down at about 17.
They've got to make it out to the 37-yard line. So third at about 18 here for Mountain Home.
If you're Mountain Home, this is a big third down play. I mean, you really want to come out of half and come out and put some points on the board.
Third and 18 for the Bombers. Kay taking his time. We'll let that play clock run down. Now he'll snap it. And the handoff straight ahead and out to about the 24-yard line with the carry. There's the flags. I was watching.
Yeah, a little extracurricular activity there in the backfield. I'm not sure who they're going to call it on. They both were pushing each other.
Hershberger's carry to about the 23. Picked up five on the carry. Let's see what the penalty is going to be. There's always a few unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in this game every year.
Yeah, like
Mountain Home Harrison.
I was about to say, like we said in the opening, these two teams do not like each other.
Officials are still talking about it. Still haven't been given an indication. It is going to be dead ball, personal foul, Mountain Home. And dead ball.
Personal foul.
I thought he was going to win.
Looked like it was going to offset there for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. So that moves it back to the
Fourth and a mile.
Yeah, about the 11.
Pass back to punt.
Called the 12-yard line with a penalty. So Pausch into punt. .834 left in the third. A regular style punt from Pausch. Going to bounce at the 40, the 45-50. And Harris is going to field it at the 40. The return coming to the near sideline. Spinning out of the first tackle, making his way back to the 41 for the Goblins is Carson Wright.
Great job by the punt team there, doing a good job. I mean, started off with a great punt. You got a good roll there, and then just great coverage.
So Harrison will start this possession at their own 42, their first possession of the second half. Well, I don't know who's running the clock over there, but they've... No, it's supposed to be running even between possessions. They'd stopped it. Harrison keeps it on the ground, trying to bounce to the outside, and a first down run now for Colin Ballard for the Goblins. End of the stop that time.
Colin Ballard takes the ball back.
Matt Home Taper was one of the first ones out there.
Ballard, 6'1", 185-pound senior. He's got good eyes. Did a good job.
12-yard pickup to the 46 of Mountain Home. 7:54 left in this third quarter. Goblins up 35-0. And the handoff right up the middle. And a big run for the Goblins at the 25, down about the 23-yard line. First down, that's Ulrich on the carry for Harrison.
He's just such a great downhill runner. They give him that ball, and he just tucks over and just gets everything he can out of it.
Ball down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. It is the first down.
23-yard pickup to the 23-yard line. And a first down for the Goblins. Ulrich and Ballard, the running backs for the Goblins. Johnson's back in a quarterback. This is a toss sweep, and inside the 20, down about the 17 is Ballard. He's going to pick up about six on the play.
Boje getting in there making another tackle. Flying around all night.
7 minutes left in this third quarter with a running clock. Harrison up 35-0. Second down for the Goblins. Handoff right up the middle, and that's Ulrich again. He's going to fight his way to the 11, and he's got a first down. Pickup of six.
Ulrich takes the ball down to the
end of the stop that time. Dawson Tabor once again for Mountain Home. He's in a couple of tackles on this drive.
Yeah, back-to-back there. He's
switching back and forth on the defensive end position, left and right sides. This is Ballard on the carry this time for the Goblins. He's going to make his way inside the five, down to the four, near the 3-yard line.
Takes the ball down and
picks up about eight on the play.
7 yard, or about the 4-yard line.
Just under 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Harrison moving the ball well. Johnson will give it to Ballard once again. Ballard bounces off a tackler. He's in for the touchdown.
Colin Ballard,
the senior, in for the touchdown. This one from 3 yards out, and Harrison extends the lead.
Looks like they still got a majority of their starters in. Offensive line, this looks like a mix.
You got somebody different kicking the extra point here, don't they?
They do.
You got a left-footed kicker out there. Good snap, and the kick is up and good. Noah Moy with the extra point for the Goblins. 5:50 left in the third, 42-0. Harrison, you're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Saracen Casino Resort of Pine Bluff in Jefferson County is a proud supporter of high school football in Arkansas. Our children are the future. That's why we're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas. We believe in families. The Saracen Casino Resort was founded by the Quapaw Nation, based in Oklahoma. But Arkansas, in fact, is our homeland. And as with our ancestors, we believe in children. That's why the Saracen Casino Resort supports your local team. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:50 left in the third as the kickoff sails out of bounds, so the Bombers will have the ball at the 35-yard line to start their second drive of the second half, moving left to right here in this third quarter. And new quarterback into the ball game for Mountain Home now. Brody Patterson, the sophomore, will check in now for Mountain Home. He will be in at the quarterback position. Hands it off straight ahead, and that's Gage Lindsay in at fullback for Mountain Home.
Lindsay on the carry.
We'll see some new faces in for both sides.
It's a
pickup of six out to the 41.
Dean was right there for the Goblins.
5:05 left in the third. 42-0 Harrison. Strong right formation for Mountain Home. Patterson gives it to Lindsay once again. And
Lindsay again over left guard.
A sophomore. He's going to pick up a couple of yards out to about the 43.
The third down and one.
Third and about a yard and a half here for Mountain Home.
You know, we talked about coming in. Harrison was deep, and now we're starting to see some of their twos and threes come in and play now. And, you know, they're still pretty loaded. I mean, future looks bright for Harrison football.
They are talented. Tyler Chandler into the ballgame for Mountain Home. He split out wide to the right. Third and about a yard and a half here for the Bombers. Again, Patterson in a quarterback for Mountain Home now. And the handoff straight ahead and a first down run. And inside the 45, down to the 40, and Hershberger takes it to the 39-yard line and a first down Mountain Home.
Great run there by Hershberger. Had a nice little lane to run through. And he trucked a defender there towards the end. That was a nice run.
Fifth first down of the night for the Bombers. Takes it to the Harrison 39-yard line. 18-yard pickup. First down for the Bombers. Motion comes to the near side. Handoff is the fullback again. And again, big run inside the 30 to about the 28 for Hershberger. Nice runs back to back.
Does a good job running the football.
Olson was there for the Goblins.
Back to back runs, like you said there. He's getting positive yards.
Another first down, a pickup of 10 on the play. 3.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Both teams have subbed out quite a bit. Handoff is Price on that misdirection play going back the other way. He's going to pick up, looks like, about 3 yards down to the 26.
Price on the carry. He takes the ball down to about the 26-yard line.
No, no, Mary, you got to go put some points on the board.
And seven.
Got to get a score here.
Barrett was there for the Goblins.
That'd be big, especially for some of these young men that are able to get in there and play right now. It's not totally, not everybody is subbed out, but we do have some new faces out there for the Bombers. This is Hershberger once again, and He's going to take it down to about the 20-yard line. A pickup of 6 brings up 3rd and 1. Now for Mountain Home.
He's earning every yard of it.
He is, isn't he? 20-yard line. He's going to come out. Lindsey will check back in.
Brock was there for the Goblins.
2:32 left third quarter. Third and one for this Mountain Home offense. Let's see if they can convert at the 20-yard line of Harrison. Patterson gives it to Lindsey. The ball popped loose. He falls on it, though. And with his forward progress, I believe he's got the first down.
Lindsey on the carry.
He's going to have it by about a yard, it looks like. We'll wait for the official spot. It is a first down. They're going to mark him at about the 18-yard line.
First down.
Well, the Bombers had 4 first downs in the first half. They have 3 on this drive. 2 minutes left, third quarter action. Now official timeout is Joel Wells, head coach of the Goblins, talking things over with this officiating crew.
I think he's wanting to know why the ball wasn't spotted where it was put on the turf.
Well, the officials will talk about it. He'd had his forward progress, then he got knocked backwards, and that's when the ball popped loose. That is a good question.
They're going to talk about it.
The question is, though, where was he? Because they've already moved the ball from the spot. So
yeah.
It was somewhere around back around the 21 or so. We'll see what they decide here. That's the problem, though, is even if you say, yeah, maybe we moved it too soon, where do you put? You don't have the instant replay to go back to,
no.
To tell them where to put the football. They're going to call it a first down.
If you're Mountain Home, you're happier, you got a fresh set of downs in your own red zone, go out there and put some points on the board.
Coach Wells still over there pleading his case. He's saying, guys, it's 42-0. I'm not going to say too much, but.
Saying a lot for having 42 points on the board.
You better get this right if this is a closer game.
Yeah.
First down for Mountain Home, that misdirection play and tripped up in the backfield, and a loss of about a yard on the play was Anthony Mojica, who was into the ball game. Mark back at the 20, a loss of 2.
Breaking duck from Harrison there. He's a 6'4", 210-pound junior in the backfield making the play for the Goblins.
1:24 left in the third. It's 2nd and 12 for Mountain Home at the Harrison 20s. The Bombers have reached the red zone for the first time tonight. Patterson's going to keep it this time in that read option. He's going to be dropped. A loss on the play back around the 22. They never blew the whistle. Apparently his knee never went down. He kept fighting, and he's going to make it just inside the 20. Everybody pretty well stopped, but the whistle had not blown. Patterson realized that, kept driving, and he's going to wind up at the 19-yard line with a gain of 1. What it looked like is going to be about a 2-yard loss.
Now you got to be happy with Brody's effort there. You know, he did a good job getting those yards. And like they say, play till the whistle's blown. If there's no whistle, keep going.
Third down for Mountain Home. Third and about 11 here from the 19 of Harrison. Patterson gives it off straight ahead with the big run at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Mountain Home. Gage Hershberger from 19 yards out. And the Bombers are on the scoreboard with 28 seconds left in this third quarter.
Like we said, Hershberger earned every yard of this drive, and it was good to see him to finish it off and be the one to put it across the end zone.
Well, right there, Tobias, we'll go ahead and name our drive of the game. That drive right there brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Call Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. A 10-play, 65-yard drive by the Bombers. The extra point is missed. Missed it to the right, Cardenas did. So 42-6, Harrison leads it, but the Bombers are on the board. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
28 seconds left. Third quarter action. The Bombers on the board. Gage Hershberger with a 19-yard run. The cap to 10 play. 65-yard drive for the Bombers. 42-6. Harrison with the lead. Cardenas now with the approach and that pooch-style kick. And fair catch called for and made at the 37-yard line. Of Harrison by Noah Moy. So the 37 is where the Goblins will start this next drive with 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Tobias, how's your alma mater, Yellville Summit, doing tonight?
It looks like Green Force has opened up in now the second half. They put 33 points on board, 33-12.
Harrison with the football. They have another quarterback in there. That's Logan Plumley, the sophomore, who's in a QB for the Goblins. Running play here takes it out to the 40, so a pickup of about 3 on the play. Second and 7 here for the Goblins, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Harrison leads it 42-6. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!